from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
15 years and 1 week removed from Mark Burley's perfect game.
Yep.
Burley picks the perfect game. His second no-hitter. He's mobbed by his teammates. A perfecto.
The scarcity of a perfect game is pretty remarkable, which is why some people wept the day of Mark Burley's no-hitter. Some people wept. Some people were in the stands weeping in full-on gratitude.
That was you?
That was me.
Weeping.
Yeah.
Here, put these on. Don't cry in front of the Mexicans. Now, which guy are you so upset, man? Look, coming face to face with the failure that is your career ain't worth crying about, then I don't know what the f*** is.
Because life circumstance that allowed me to actually end up there. We could ask AJ Pierzynski about it when we talked to him at 3 o'clock.
Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
Yeah. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's up, AJ?
How y'all doing?
What would you say if I told you that not you, but Matt Spiegel here was in the eighth row and he wept when Mark Burley completed the perfect game?
Tears aren't a bad thing. I mean, I wept a little bit too because I was mad I couldn't be out on the field.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you? What can I do? What can I do?
I was coming from a miserable place in life just like a year before that. AJ?
Stop crying.
And then, like, you have the good fortune to be sitting behind the plate to watch that. Like you said, only 24 of them all time. It's like, it was special stuff that day. So you understand the tears. I appreciate the support, man, very much.
I guarantee you we're not the only person with tears that day.
There you go.
You're crying from home alone? The old man got to me.
All right. Just get yourself together. I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore after this display.
No, shut up!
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Spiegs is out today. He was just too emotionally bent out of shape about Mark Burley's perfect game memories being 15 years and 8 days ago. So he needed the day. No, he previously scheduled day off. I'm actually off on Monday, so we'll be back together on Tuesday as a four-pack. John Morosi will be on the show in an hour. We've got Mark Grody from Halas Hall at 4. Dave Wannstedt, fresh off the practice field, also at 5 o'clock today. Got some cool things to give away. You got a shot to come watch the Hard Knocks premiere at The Wall in Gurnee. Giving away 2 pairs of tickets today. We're going to be doing a show there on August 6th, and it's a converted movie theater, and you can play Golden Tee and win a Golden Tee machine and watch Hard Knocks on the big screen and come hang out with the show. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So if you are the 6th caller at 312-540-0670, when you hear this...
Hard Knocks.
Exactly. You can come hang out with us at The Wall in Gurnee, which looks like an absolutely amazing spot. Cannot wait to get out there. And the Illinois Lottery is celebrating a huge milestone, its 50th anniversary. That's 50 years of playing, winning, and generating funding for good causes in Illinois. To kick off the 50th celebration, our friends at the Illinois Lottery are giving you a bundle of scratch-off tickets specially created to celebrate the lottery's 50th anniversary. So when you hear this, be the 6th caller and you get an Illinois Lottery prize pack. So we got a lot of things to do on the show today, but Anyone else glued to their phone watching videos of Bears practice? No? No, you were too busy answering questions on TikTok today.
I know that Caleb Williams can throw a football. I know that Rome Odunze can catch a football. Okay. I know that Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson can intercept footballs. I don't need to see them do it in practice.
Okay.
No interest.
No interest.
No interest.
Wow.
I like the hype, but I don't need to watch it.
Okay. I am not the same.
I mean, you need it.
You need it. It's oxygen.
Yeah.
It is fuel.
It's on your Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes.
Like there's a section for training camp football.
It's just, listen, I'm happy that football's back. It's actual content. They're there in pads. And some of the specifics of what he did, obviously, I believe that all quarterbacks should be able to do it. And I think that, you know, Justin Fields had a highlight in practice for the Steelers that was a 25-yard completion over the middle of the field that looked like a beautiful ball to George Pickens. So it's not even about a comparison thing, but there were just little moments. Because I know that there were false starts and cadence issues and the defense is ahead of the offense at this point of the season and all of that stuff. But when you see 3rd and 3, snap, 1 step, throw, Rome Odunze coming out of his route, timing, in stride, on his outside shoulder, catch, go out of bounds, move the chains from Caleb against the first string defense, that's an in-structure play. Or you see snap, 3-step drop, bullet over the middle, Keenan Allen, 15-yard gain. These are in-structure, in-sequence, on-time type of plays that look, okay, good. Quick release, timing, pro quarterback, pro defense, looks good. But then there's the special. That's the stuff that people are like, oh, can he play on structure? Can he play on time? Can he do the... Okay. Just little plays, he does it. But then there's 2-minute drill. Defense had been winning the practice. Defense is jawing a little bit. Defense is wondering, you know, whether or not they're going to show up the offense. Pass rush comes in over the left tackle off the right side of the defensive line. Caleb rolls right, lofts one, back of the end zone, 35 yards in stride. Tyler Scott. Boom. Now that's what I'm here for. Because that is the special. That's the ceiling. That's the upside. And yeah, is it completely ridiculous to get even more hyped? Sure, fine. He'll throw a pick tomorrow. He'll do this. He'll do that. He'll have more false starts. There'll be mistakes. But the appearance of the ceiling. Like I want people like, oh, that would be a sack in a real game. They'll call sacks in practice. They won't let you hit them, but they'll call out a sack. That was a touchdown. And it was an off-schedule throw. It was improvisation. It was not a check down. It was not within the structure of the offense. And it was a beauty. It was a dime. It was a bomb from Caleb Williams. And that's what I'm here for. So, Texas is like, oh, I'm not going to watch a second of practice. I will not watch a second of Hard Knocks. That's fine. Just between now and the start of the season, all we got is fake football. So you could say I want no fake football, totally fine. But I'll take fake football over no football, at least for right now, because that's all we get. You could watch bad baseball. You could watch the Olympics. And it doesn't have to be binary. It doesn't have to be either or. You could all be watching all things. But, yeah, Caleb Williams rolling right, deep shot, off schedule, improv. Tyler Scott, too, by the way.
Why aren't there any props available for Tyler Scott's season numbers? None yet. Now, I am very, very encouraged by Tyler Scott's connection with Caleb Williams.
And why? Very encouraged. How did you hear about their connection?
Twitter.
Through people at practice?
Correct, but I don't have to watch the videos. I don't have to watch practice. I can take in my info that way.
But you'll bet on tweets from practice.
The connection between Tyler Scott and Caleb Williams is very encouraging early. Oh, very encouraging.
Look at you.
He seems like a go-to guy for Caleb.
Go-to guy?
Yeah. Okay. He's going to run the fly route often, and I think he might get one or two shots a game. You connect on every other, that's 9 touchdowns at 60 yards plus each.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's good. That's
I like a 750-yard season for Tyler Scott. That's fair.
That would be
I think that's fair.
Massive.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I will take the under on that, my friend.
Okay, that's fine.
But
I think he's going to break out.
Okay. Now, I think it's going to be tough to break out when they're going to want to run the ball a lot, and they've got Keenan and DJ and Cole and Rome Odunze and DeAndre Swift in front of them on the depth chart.
It's fine. When you're the fly guy, you have the opportunity.
When they throw you the ball, it's a deep one.
Yep.
All right.
All we hear about is how good Caleb Williams is with the deep ball. We hear that all the time.
We do. These videos do anything for you, Tanny? Or we got the wet blanket again today?
I didn't see any of that. I'm actually listening to Caleb Williams currently.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
Tanny's actually working, Shane. Yeah, yeah. He's actually working.
But to the point of whoever made it, anyone can make a quarterback look good on social media.
Okay.
We saw how many videos of Justin Fields did we look at and be like, oh, look at this guy. Oh, he's great. He's going to be awesome. Like, it means nothing.
Okay.
So I know it's your lead and all, but really, it's,
thank you.
If you're excited, God bless.
Thank you.
But yeah, it does nothing for me until they get into the real games.
Okay.
Okay, but when the Hall of Fame game pops on Thursday, you're going to be locked in.
Well, yeah, we have to be for work.
No,
yeah.
but like,
no one's going to play.
I think emotionally, you'll still be locked in. Like, it might not hit you now, but Thursday at like 5 p.m., you're going to be like, damn, there are 53 guys going out there. Well, 75, more than 53, 75.
Be 900 guys out there.
Yeah. 75, 80, however many they travel to Canton.
And all we're going to be looking at is the offensive line.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
But quick question for you and your Tyler Scott props.
Yeah, sure.
When's he going to play?
I think he'll get 15 to 20 snaps a game. I think that's fair. And I think eventually he's going to be a special teams guy too. So that'll go towards the touchdown count. I think he might return a few kicks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very high on Tyler Scott.
I know. You're carving out that corner for yourself.
Yeah. I think Rome Odunze is going to get the little love there on
probably.
Special teams coordinator.
We'll
HT.
Hear about that from Grody today.
Yeah. Rome Odunze, 9th overall pick, returning punts. But you're telling me this tweet from Jason Leisure doesn't get you pumped up?
Nothing from Jason Leisure gets me pumped up.
I know. That's normally your stance, but
I like him, but he's not the excitement guy.
Bears D lineman tells O-line, quote, y'all can feel free to block us anytime you want, end quote. Couldn't tell who, but DeMarcus Walker, always a good guess. Caleb Williams answers with successful 2-minute drill, hits Tyler Scott for 35-yard touchdown. Also had a nice 20-yarder midfield to Keenan Allen on the drive. Little chippiness, little chirping. Feel free to block us. Then Caleb responds, bing, bang, boom. Touchdown.
It's training camp, and none of these guys are going 100%. None of them are, they're all fully healthy right now, right? So
yeah.
Week 7, week 8, they're going to be trying to make up for those kinds of injuries. Caleb's going to be also hurt. Like, it's just part of it. They're all fresh right now, whatever. What I did like that I saw on Twitter from training camp today was Caleb getting in the middle of DeMarcus Walker and whomever else on the offensive line shoving each other. I liked
Gerald
that.
Gerald
Everett.
Yeah.
I liked that Caleb got in the middle. And it could just be for show. Like, we don't know this kid well enough right now to know if he's putting on for the Hard Knocks cameras, putting on for the first day that fans are allowed to go there. And I think we have some mob members out there today, too.
Oh, nice.
But he could just be putting up a show. We're not going to know until he faces a 29, 30-year-old, disgustingly strong defensive lineman, and we'll see if he talks crap then. But that kind of thing encourages me. I don't care about a bomb in training camp.
Oh, I care. I care about a bomb in training
camp. Doesn't mean anything.
No, well.
You can't say bomb in training camp.
Or on an airplane. Bombardier.
Do you remember how excited we all got? And this was during an actual game against a different team. It was preseason, though, when Mitch Trubisky threw that bomb to that one guy who never really made the roster on a consistent basis. Like, it was a great play. But remember when we got all excited about that?
Yeah.
And in textures, I'm sure we'll have the name of this kid who we threw it to. But it's just, we will got to ride the wave. I'm cool with riding the wave. It's fine. The roller coaster is a great ride.
That's what we do in baseball, right?
Yeah.
I can't have...
Yeah, hey, no one's saying you can't.
All right, good.
But don't expect everyone else to have it.
All right, I'm gauging the temperature of the room.
I'm hot for Scott.
You're hot. Yeah, you're hot for Scott. Yeah.
You were Looney for Mooney. I'm hot for Scott.
You're hot for Scott.
I'm one of Scott's tops.
You're perfect.
Hey, Tyler Scott, what you going to do? What you going to do? Make our dreams come true.
Whoa. Put it on a shirt. Very catchy.
Already is. It's an Office reference.
Okay, my bad. Well, we can make a song about it?
Already a song. It's from The Office.
All right. Fair enough.
We can recreate that one, though.
That'd be perfect.
Hey, Speaks, can you...
Oh, no.
Where's Speaks?
He'll be back on Monday, Coach. It's not a big...
Went to another powwow.
It's possible. It's possible that he did.
He's camped out in a teepee at the moment.
It's just funny because the listeners don't even know that because we never paid it off.
No, he talked about it.
We never brought the drum in.
He never brought the drum in.
Didn't bring the drum, but people knew that he was at a powwow, right?
He was at a powwow.
Yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah. But we did push the segment back 3 days because he kept saying he was going to bring in the drum that he like got real into.
Speaks, he's doing his own powwow. He found one of those camps in Humboldt Park, and he's just hanging out over there. He's just going to different tents.
He brought them his drum. It's good. Big quarterback news, though, for a little quarterback. Tua signed a 4-year extension worth $212 million, $167 in guarantees. So Jordan Love will try to come in and get more than that. Dak Prescott will certainly get much more than that. But this is a nationally, people always are debating, like, is this guy going to get paid? Would you pay him? They all get paid. They all get paid. No one just lets a good franchise quarterback walk. And Tua led the league in passing. So they were always going to pay him. There was not ever a debate on if they were going to pay him. So Tua gets his money, and the price of the brick continues to go up. That's a massive 4-year extension. It doesn't like reset the market in any way, but for just 4 years, that's a big, big, big number. We've been holding on to this for a couple of days now, but as we get ready to really evaluate, because today's kind of the first real day of training camp, fans are there, pads are on, they're doing 11-on-11. How we're going to talk about quarterback play, I would say the voice you're going to hear in the next segment is a top three offensive mind in the NFL, and he really gets into what it takes to be special at the position next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Twitch and YouTube wants to see Whitey.
Come on over here, Whitey, say hello.
What's up, Windy City?
Afternoons on The Score.
We got to get ready for these guys now. They got a hell of a young coach. He's an offensive-minded guy. He's coming here to wreck your ass.
It's John Gruden on Sean McVay. Now, I know Dan and Lawrence played some of Sean McVay on the Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays the other day. This clip that we're going to play in a second, they did not play on the show. And it was interesting about the quarterback evaluation because he obviously loves Matt Stafford. He won a Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. Stafford's a top, I don't know, 6 or 7 quarterback in the NFL. But it's worth just thinking about exactly like you've heard Sean McVay, great memory, was the youngest coach in the NFL until now Mike McDonald took over in Seattle. But Shane Waldron, the Bears offensive coordinator, was an assistant with Sean McVay. Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow's head coach with the Bengals. He was there. Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. Matt LaFleur, pretty high-profile one. This is a guy with a very significant coaching tree in the NFL. A lot of people are running a version of his offense. You couldn't make a list of top offensive minds in the NFL and get more than 3 deep with his name not being on it, right? You'd Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. That would be everyone's big 3 in terms of offensive influence on the NFL today. And here he is on the Athletic Football Show discussing some of what makes Stafford special, but also just quarterback play in general.
I think one of the things that has crept up to me with guys who can really change the game from that position, it's about being able to access things that maybe aren't the first read or the first option of the play. And that's consistently what he's able to give you. And I think that it's kind of made me rethink what we need out of the position. You don't need a guy who's necessarily going to be running around making a lot of plays outside the pocket. But if you don't have somebody who can access something outside of the basic structure of what you're doing, you're just going to be in a box that limits you a little bit too much against modern defense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think the thing about these really good quarterbacks like our guy, their brain works so quickly where, you know, they're beating you with their brain and their physical abilities, and he can get through progressions. You know, you see these defensive coaches are doing such a good job of mixing up coverages and changing the math in a positive way, and whether you're getting four or five out, the guys that can get through and exhaust all eligibles, you know, those guys give you a chance. And Matthew certainly is one of those guys. And I think when you really look at these guys that are the elite players, they put pressure on the defense, and the guys that can beat you from the pocket, they exhaust progressions, they can eliminate quickly, and they're able to stay balanced. And when they do reset, they can maintain a base to be able to deliver the ball accurately with stuff at their feet, you know, because I think that's the biggest difference between when you watch college tape and you watch pro tape is I want to see what it looks like when the pocket's dirty.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is the separator in this league. You show me a great quarterback and a guy that's played at a consistent, you know, Pro Bowl caliber level, you know, for a handful of years. I'll show you a guy that when he's getting an interior push or he's getting edges, he's got a feel to navigate the pocket, and he doesn't necessarily need a perfect platform to be able to accurately deliver the football on time and in rhythm. The days of really just having premier plays that you're just calling and you have a really high percentage of getting it, it's challenging. And there's certain situations where you have a chance to elicit that because of run pass options. But these coaches are doing a really damn good job of making it really challenging on coaches. And then the most difficult position is the quarterback position. And any of these good coaches in the secondary, they say, make the quarterback decide post-snap and decipher things post-snap. And that's why I think it's really hard to ask them to do some of the things that I learned early on because of the landscape and where it's going. There's certain teams that might still play that are playing at a really high level, but there is a big uptick in some things where you're like, I don't know what that coverage is. And unless these routes distribute accordingly, it's not going to declare that anyways.
So obviously that's incredible stuff, but simply put, as we're evaluating Caleb Williams and saying, can he be one of those top tier guys? It's post-snap processing. Defenses are confusing. They're complicating things. They're shadowing coverage. They're disguising coverage, all of those things. Can you, when you snap the ball, if what you read pre-snap, right? Peyton talks about it all the time on the Manning Cast. You run guys in motion, you do audibles, you do check with me's, you do all these things to try to get as much information about a defense as you can before you snap the ball. But then when you snap the ball, you got to be sure that what you thought before the snap is still correct after the snap. And then if it isn't, you got to process it very quickly. And if it is, you go to your read. But so that post-snap processing, that's what is going to make these guys special or not. It's what Stroud was incredible at last year, even though he apparently struggled on the S2 test, which we talked to Josh Lucas about, which is supposed to measure that sort of aptitude, that clearly that test is complete garbage. Either that or his results are a complete outlier. So what happens when it doesn't go well? That play today in practice where he hits Tyler Scott in the back of the end zone, that's a play that went poorly. That play is not designed for that. And so that's why when Spiegs seems to want to be a little bit more play within structure, take what the defense has given to you, all that stuff. And that's all well and good if it's actually there. And like, I'm in agree. Don't pass up singles. Singles are good. Hit your layups. Don't make mistakes. All of that. I'm totally with him. But the ability to have those oblique moments and turn them into something positive, because Stafford's not mobile. He's not mobile at all. He just can put the ball anywhere on the field at any time. And he can do it kind of like Roethlisberger used to be able to do it. big, strong dude, doesn't go down easily. Guy can be, you know, at his ankles, and he could sidearm it. He could overhand it. He's tall enough that he can throw it over the offensive line. He can get the ball out quick. He can flick his wrist and throw it 55, 60 yards in the air. Like Stafford can put the ball anywhere he wants on the field from the pocket. Other guys like Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, they could put the ball anywhere they want, both from the pocket and on the run. Rodgers in his prime. And that's what you hopefully have with Caleb, because Caleb's not as big as Stafford. But if he's as good of a processor and he's accurate, I just thought that was great stuff. And Tanny went through that whole podcast and we hear it, but we appreciate it. But like that is the type of thing that we'll be watching for Caleb. You want it to be a clean pocket, obviously. But when it isn't, does it work out? Texter's disappointed, by the way, that I didn't get that Office reference. I haven't seen the show. It's just that simple. I never saw the show. And I used to not really watch network TV, so I never saw it. I've seen a lot of really bad HBO shows, and so I didn't see The Office, didn't see Parks and Rec, didn't see all those basic cable
shows. There are shows that still hold up now. Like, you can take a break from watching whatever third-rate sport you watch when the kids go to bed and then watch, like, The Office or Parks and Rec.
I'm sure I would love it.
You would.
I'm sure I would.
You have the time. They're 20-minute episodes. Like, when you're getting ready in the morning,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm sure I would. It's a huge gap in my pop culture reference. Like, there's just a time in my life where I was like, oh, all the good shows are on HBO or Showtime. And so I didn't watch Parks and Rec. I didn't watch 30 Rock. I didn't watch The Office. I didn't watch any of those shows.
I mean, you need all three immediately.
All three immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. People sleep on 30 Rock, too.
The cast is amazing.
30 Rock's insane.
The cast is absolutely incredible. Insane. But yeah.
But so, Office still reigns supreme.
Oh yeah, no, you seem to clearly believe that. But it's a popular opinion. Trust me, I know. It's
subjective.
Well, it's a big pop culture gap for myself, but at least I can explain why. Because I've seen some bad HBO shows just out of like loyalty to the brand. Like, I'm gonna watch this show. I'm gonna watch Hung. It's one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible.
God, the engineer in Kansas City doesn't care about us talking about Hung.
I chose the worst HBO show that I could think of that I actually watched.
He's Kansas City folks, man. What did I tell you?
Oh, God.
All right, he just hung up, so I think he... Oh, no, he didn't. Maybe he could hear us talking about him. What's Hung about? Is it William Hung or about a guy with a large penis?
It's about that.
Both? Cool.
No.
The guy who played Mickey Mantle in the 61 movie is a male prostitute.
Yes.
I believe is the...
Who's well endowed.
Were you a John from Cincinnati guy? Were you rolling with that?
I hate what he calls.
Yeah, I saw it.
I never saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good. All right, I know. We'll get out of here. We got John Morosi coming up in about half an hour. I do want to talk about this Jeff Passan column because it's really going to complicate matters around this trade deadline, it seems. But we'll actually hear from Caleb Williams on the other side. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.